Usually, maybe someone else is usually here, but I have the agenda and things like that. But I don't even know Irma. I guess because I'm new, I wouldn't have been on that email either.
No. It's not that, Manuel. It's the fact that the co-chairs of the council are the ones who actually we alternate, and you are a co-chair of a committee. So it's different. So, but no, I probably wouldn't include you, but if you want to be included in the future, I could. I don't know what I did wrong, but anyway, I need somebody to cover for me on Monday. So maybe you guys can text me or shoot me an email. Thank you.
What, chair the full council meeting Monday?
Yes, the full council.
I'll do that, Irma, because I haven't done that in a while, if it's all right.
Okay, thank you, Richard. And I'll do February for whoever was supposed to do it. I think it was you, Richard. Okay, thanks. Perfect.
I'm checking my junk email, Irma.
Yeah, because, you know, it doesn't no longer comes from DPH. It comes from my personal email. So maybe went to junk.
What's your personal email? I'll search that quick, just because I want to make sure I get your emails from you.
It's melina.parada@icloud.com.
All right, let's go ahead and
all right, so I think this is it. We're everyone is
We have to see if we have quorum. We certainly have co-chair quorum.
That's right,
we're missing membership, but membership has been a little bit spotty attendance wise and we didn't, because they didn't meet this month, we didn't have a chance to elect new co-chairs for that committee. Paul is at large. So we are short one committee representation, although it's a committee that didn't meet this month.
So then it sounds like we do have quorum if we have no expectation of membership showing up. We have council affairs and community engagement also did not meet, correct? Yeah.
But Richard is there.
And Richard is here.
I think we should start because it's 3:06. So in the interest of time, let's start. So welcome everyone to the steering committee. We are gonna do introductions. Why don't we start with the newest member, Manuel?
Hi everyone, Manuel Vasquez, he, him. And yes, I'm excited. I was just recently nominated to be council affairs co-chair. I mentioned to Tom and Mark and everyone, I'm just like, I'm going to be very transparent. This is what you see, what you get. I'm having to refresh myself on Robert's rules and all that stuff, the decorum stuff. But yeah, I'm really excited to be here. So I guess I'll popcorn it over to Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff. Kira.
Kira, council staff. Thomas.
Thomas Noble, I use they, them, DPH, government co-chair. And Mr. Harkin, did you go?
Hey there, Paul Harkin, council member. I'll go to Richard.
Richard Sullivan, council co-chair, community engagement co-chair. I'll pass to Mr. Crown.
Hello, everyone. Crown Council staff. And I guess last but not least, we'll go with Dave.
David Jordan, council staff.
All right. We are going to review and approve January 19, 2023 draft agenda, and we will be voting. So if you can please take a look at it and let us know if you have any objections or changes, please. We don't have any objections. We'll approve it by consensus.
I move to approve.
We are going to review and approve November 17th, 2022 draft agenda. Okay, if there are no objections, we will
approve back. Just the committee members present.
Committee member present.
Present, the first line.
Bill Chuck Ermakin.
Am I reading that right? Like, it looks like there's a few people shy. All right, and Bill's not a member. Sorry, go back to the first line on that. I was just kind of caught the
Soon as you open it, the first one right here.
Committee members present. Should that be everybody and not Bill or
committee members?
I mean, I don't remember all the way back to November who was there or not, but yes, Bill should be moved to others present.
But I think this is the meeting where Bill announced it, yeah, that he was no longer member.
I thought he resigned before that, but maybe I thought it was.
Ken Pierce announced at this meeting.
And Bill. I think
Bill was already not a not a co-chair.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think it was Bill in October and Ken in November.
So we'll have to remove Bill then.
We just move him rather than remove him.
He is now another.
That's funny. Okay, any other changes?
Just should we reflect in these minutes that Thomas Noble caught an error and didn't make an error? I feel like that's a
brownie that's a, point.
Right. I need it. All right. Thank you.
Oh God. All right. All right. We are moving to announcements. Does anybody have an announcement? No announcements. All right. And no public comment because we don't have anyone from the public. CHEP and HHS update. Are you providing that, Thomas?
I do not have it ready, to tell you the truth. So we're still putting it together for full council. So I will ask for apologies. I'm not ready. And
those brownie points are going away, and we're actually taking some extra out.
That's why I needed them. That's why I had to call them out.
Shame. All right. Committee and work group reports. We are going to start with community engagement. Didn't meet, right?
Yeah. So we did convene on the 4th, but there were four of us, and then David Gonzalez showed up at the end. There was no quorum or anything. I think people were still in holiday fog and scheduling conflicts, so there was no meeting. We waited around due diligence 10, 12, 13 minutes, but to no avail.
Thank you, Richard. Council Affairs Committee, and I think Manuel would have to, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember if Chuck is so gracious, and thanks so much, Mark. He's behind the scenes being like my go-to person. But we did meet this past month. It was exciting, and here I am. And so we again approved the agenda. We heard from Bill Bloom and Thomas about some of the state of prevention services. I have the agenda that I'm reading off. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to share it or if I can just keep going. Okay.
No need. Yeah, okay. No need.
Cool. And I appreciate everyone's patience. I'm still learning this role and everything. We also heard from the end of the epidemics, and we pretty much decided what the material would be that they would present next time on down the road. We did vote, obviously. And so I became co-chair as well as Chuck. And we just mentioned our next meeting date, which will be February 14th from 3 to 4 p.m. Yeah. Is that what all this should provide? Okay.
one thing missing was we did have a discussion about the potential return to in-person.
Yes.
So it sounded like Council Affairs would like to definitely continue being virtual. Mm-hmm. And their recommendations for the full council, which will be on the agenda, obviously, at the full council. But the recommendations from Council Affairs was there were two recommendations. First of all, no recommendations to return to in-person meetings. The two recommendations were every other month in-person virtual. Actually, there are three recommendations. The second one was quarterly in-person and the rest virtual. And the third kind of recommendation, I think from Irma, was like, let's just meet virtually for now and we will figure this out at a later point. So we can bring those three suggestions certainly to the full council meeting discussion on Monday as well.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Mark. I guess membership committee didn't meet, but I don't know if Dave wants to say something about it. Dave Jordan.
I think we met, we just didn't have quorum, right? We kind of... Is that the one? Okay.
Same as community engagement. Showed up, waited around for about 10 minutes and did not have quorum. So we canceled the meeting.
Thank you. And the PLWH group is not meeting. So we are going to move into the returning person meetings vote for this particular committee. So who's going to present?
So just a point of clarification, this doesn't have to be a vote. This is intended as a conversation. You can vote if you feel like you've come to a consensus and want to move forward with a decision, but this isn't a mandatory vote. It's just a sort of asked by last year's us to come back now and start having this conversation again. I don't think anybody's demanding we do anything immediately. That said, I'm going to hand this over to Kira. We did send out a poll, and she's going to let us know what the results of that poll were.
So we sent out two polls. One was for community engagement and one was for membership, since they did not meet. So Mark mentioned the recommendations from Council Affairs. And so far for community engagement, it is split evenly. But both options that members chose, one was virtual and the other one was just holding off the conversation and revisiting the topic in 3 months. So it does sound like they want to stay virtual, even if that means coming back and talking about it at a later date. As for membership, it's currently tied between virtual and in-person meetings. But we have not met since October, I think. Because I know the past two meetings have been canceled. So there is that. But that's what we have so far.
Can I ask how many people responded for membership?
So four people. So it's two and two.
Two and two. Okay. The N, as Ken Pierce would say, is important. And I feel like I need to continue on the spirit of Ken Pierce in these meetings. So it sounds like we are largely leaning towards staying virtual, potentially holding off and revisiting for a little while, but maybe also setting up a sort of periodic. In the co-chairs meeting, there were two ideas floated. One was the same as Irma. The other was, if nothing changes, maybe we just aim for a in-person summit, which is a long time from now. Ideally, things will improve before then and now, but those are ideas that were floated. But it is really sort of you guys responsibility to have that conversation. So.
Thank you. So anyone else wants to have something to say about the topic?
Right. I will just jump in real quickly. Whenever we were talking in council affairs, I did mention the Happen, and they have like hybrid meetings. I mentioned that because ultimately we probably could get a reasonable accommodation from the public or from one of us. And so I mentioned just having like both options available, but I know that might be tricky. I think Mark had mentioned that we had tried it, y'all had tried it before, and it was kind of challenging. But the fact that Happen does it, I think people could point to that and say, well, you know, anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Go ahead, Thomas.
Manuel, when you're saying that reasonable accommodation is kind of granted, is that from the Happen committee energy, or is that from a city?
Well, I'll frame it because essentially here, even in my job, we had this discussion where as we go back to in-person, some people still may not feel comfortable, especially during flu season or COVID or whatever. And so anyone can submit a reasonable accommodation, right? They can do that verbally or they can do that written. I'm just foreseeing that because we're a community public facing group, that we could have members of the community say, actually, I'm asking for a reasonable accommodation to meet my healthcare needs to meet at home, and I want to be on virtual. That's where I'm framing it from. Maybe we have something different, but I imagine we have to allow for it. I don't know.
Do you know, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a, I mean, I think Dave, I'd like to hear from you as well, since your experience in the police commission in Oakland, but certainly a reasonable accommodation. What stands out to me is any member of the public could request a reasonable accommodation, and we would have to specifically look into hybrid to allow that. I think it becomes trickier with members because of the currently suspended Brown-Raker Act and Sunshine stuff. I don't think, because those are currently not in effect, I don't think that would actually impact us. But I think when we look at requests for reasonable accommodation, whether or not that impacts, like whether or not a council member can or can't do it, and if they can vote or not vote, it can be done. Anyone can do it, including a member of public. So it's something that means that hybrid will, I think, you know, always be something that will need to be considered if we go back to in-person. Dave?
Yeah, so I think, so we've attempted some hybrid meetings previous to COVID, calling in from our, imagine that, things happened previous to COVID, with trying to be inclusive of our state representative. And it's always been a bit of a fiasco. We did a lot of we did a variety of things to try and mitigate the challenges, but it was never really effective. That said, in the intervening years, because of COVID, technology around hybrid meetings has dramatically improved. But does DPH have that technology available for us? Additionally, 610 is not the proper space for that. We would have to find an alternate meeting space, I think, because the acoustics in there would not necessarily allow for that. That's one of our big problems with hybrid meetings. Unfortunately, finding another space that's big enough for the full council. Now, if it's a hybrid meeting, maybe not everybody's attending. And we would have to be a little more sort of thoughtful about like getting RSVPs from people to know exactly how much space we needed if we're using a smaller room with better acoustics and better outfit with the technology necessary for a hybrid meeting. These are all possibilities, but I think that they sort of bear a significant amount of research into it. And we've discussed this with DPH staff previously, and maybe Thomas has his hand up because he has some insight into that. But it seemed like they were still also, last we heard, in the process of exploring what technologies. I know they were talking about the owl for a little while. I don't know if there are new birds that are helpful with hybrid meetings. But yeah, that's where we are, I think. And as far as what we're doing in Oakland, because we have no mandate to return to in-person meetings, because Brown and Sunshine are still suspended, there is not a significant push to return to in-person meetings. And one of the upsides of remote meeting is, I think, both with the council in some ways, with us and the council and the commission in Oakland, attendance is up largely because people don't physically have to get across town to meetings. So.
I was actually looking at Manuel's comment, and he's saying getting to zero consortium is hybrid.
Yeah. Currently. Yeah. I mean, it's in 610. So I agree with you, David. It's hard to hear people, and we've had challenges, but they made that possible. And that meets quarterly, I want to say, but I've been there. And so Diane Havlier, all the DPH people are there as well. I mean, it's just something I'm thinking of also from an ADA federal right, you know, perspective, that they could actually challenge this legally if we said we would not accommodate.
Yeah, I was at that last GTZ quarterly meeting, and the hybrid worked well. So, and I have a feeling, I mean, we might as well prep now, right? The suspension of the Brown Act is going to go away someday. So we might as well prep, figure out what we need to have in line in order to do hybrid meetings. Specifically, I hear what you said, Mark, with regards to the public, and then we should figure out the issue with regards to if the Brown Act is suspended, can members vote if they are not physically present? So I don't know who answers that question. Right.
In some ways, that's a question that's already been answered by HRSA. So if Brown Act, Brown Raker, and Sunshine go back into effect, it's a reset back to what we were used to before, which is that you can't, unless there's a special circumstance, like for example, our state office of AIDS rep who does not vote. A member needs to be present when voting on quote unquote substantive issues. And so that includes, of course, anything having to do with funding, anything having to do with election, those kinds of things. That's sort of baked into HRSA, as Dave knows, because he's on the same listserv that I am with council support systems across the country. That is being tested right now. I think it's being tested in particular in Florida but our members don't want to because they feel at risk health-wise. Why should they, HRSA? And so I think there's conversation happening, and it's unknown what and if even HRSA would take a strong interest in this. But we know certainly pre-pandemic, you had to be in person unless you were a special member who doesn't vote. But again, all of this is moot because literally a member of the public could request a reasonable accommodation, and we would have to allow for that.
Well, it seems like Manuel is offering to take the lead, and maybe I wonder if it's appropriate for small group of, you know, a small sample of this membership group to join Manuel, and maybe along. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's fantastic, particularly since you have specific experience in hybrid meetings in that room. I mean, I don't think we need to jump the gun on this as far, you know, until like there actually is an in-person meeting again of the full council. But I think once that becomes like a genuine possibility, I mean, you and I are going to be meeting anyway. I think we could just discuss this further about how we can make this happen, because once it become in person, you know, like we've said before, we need to make that potential accommodation. It has never appeared in past council meetings, but we're in a new era now, and I think it could.
Yeah, I have to think about it with all my programs and all the meetings I facilitate, you know, because again, that could happen. I'll reach out to Courtney Levy whenever, and I'm really connected to her, so we can discuss it further, and I can get all the information.
Thank you, Manuel. Any other comment? Questions? All right. Moving on to meeting evaluation, and we're talking about the last council meeting, which was November 17th.
All right, so let me bring you all back to 2022 in November. And let me find my Survey Monkey. I want to just make it real clear right up front, because Thomas is the question that you always ask. The N was 7. An all-time low. How sad. All right, so do y'all see that? Yeah, okay. So we see here that everyone agreed, all 7 folks agreed that the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared them. As far as efficiency of meeting, as ran by David Gonzalez, everyone said they agreed that it was an efficient meeting. No comments for David. Everyone felt that their point of view was adequately expressed and understood. Everyone felt that the agenda was well planned. No comments for either of those things. Everyone felt that the state and federal strategic plan by Leroy Blea, forgive if that's a mispronunciation, was well prepared and relevant. And there was one comment. Let's see what this person said. Liked his upbeat energy. All right. And then for the next presentation, Getting to Zero, from Mary Lawrence Hicks, Miguel Ibarra, and Susan Coffey, everyone agreed that it was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. There were 2 comments. Let's see what they said. Always nice to see Mary Lawrence. Good presentation. And great to have Getting to Zero present at the HCPC. All right, next one was a COLA presentation on long-term survivors by Kira Perez-Andeliz. Was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. And we had everyone agreed, and I'll throw my vote in there too, Kira, that the presentation was well prepared and relevant. And 4 comments. Let's see what they said about your presentation, Kira. Thanks to Kira and team. I appreciate all the hard work that Kira and rest of staff must have invested on preparing this presentation. The material was easy to understand. Congrats, Kira, on a very good presentation. And all caps, great job. Next, what worked well for you during this meeting? What could have been improved? There was one response, and it was a compliment. The transitions, order, and information presented worked well. All right, all 7 folks felt that their needs as a council member were being met at this time. There was one comment. Oopsie. I feel welcomed, informed, and supported. That's great to hear. And overall, a very high score from the 7 folks of 9.7. Any questions? All right, that's all she wrote.
Perfect. Thank you. We are going to talk about the full agenda, for January 23rd, which is this coming Monday.
I should mention to my colleagues, look how easy it is for me to share screen now that I have a new laptop. No more me breaking down in front of everyone.
You look clear, Mark, too.
I can do it. I can do it. I feel grown up. Okay, here we go. Y'all see that? It's probably a little small, so let me increase that. There we go. All right, so we have our pro forma through 6, and then our general updates. I'm back to giving it a bigger chunk of time, 20 minutes. And then we have our co-chair elections. So I'm not sure if Richard or Thomas were, Thomas was there. Richard, you were nominated to retain your community co-chair seat. And Thomas Noble, of course, was also nominated. So both of your names will be on the floor when we go to a vote. And then we're going to have our discussion about full council meetings. We'll see what people want. I've noted as a vote, as Dave mentioned, it doesn't need to be truly voted on, but it would be kind of nice. I think my own personal perspective, if there was a true determination, a break, then I'll give you my brief 2022 year in review. Always a high point. And then our last 2 presentations, CHEP update from Thomas Noble. Thomas, can you tell me if that description suits your presentation? I wrote down the council will receive an update regarding structural changes and new initiatives within CHEP. Does that work for you?
Yeah,
Yes.
Okay. If you change your mind, just let me know. Okay. And then we have a, I don't know if it'll be a joint presentation or like a concurrent presentation from Thomas again and Bill Bloom about the different ETE updates occurring both in CHEP and HHS. Yes, Richard.
I heard my name mentioned with Thomas Noble, some type of nomination. What's that about? I just got nervous.
Oh, it's
like Gary Cooper in High Noon. I'm about to hit the road.
Well, so you were moved and seconded. So that means at least two people would like you to continue in your role as council co-chair.
Oh, okay. I thought I was head to head with Thomas about something. I was about to leave town.
No, these are separate. These are, I mean, that would, of course, end in a draw. These are the two co-chairs.
It would be air guitar contest.
I'd like to see that. You both have that energy. Does that make sense, Richard? And so what I am missing here is an at-large member. So I will add that in. Ken Pierce was our other at-large member alongside Paul Harkin. And so we need, or we don't need, but we could use a second one. So I'll throw that in there. I'm not sure where or what I should cut from, but I'll figure it out. Any questions about the full council agenda? And done.
All right. Next meeting dates and agenda items. So the next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, February 16th. At 3 p.m. And I'm not sure what we're saying about agenda items. Does anyone have anything to say about that? Right. So pretty sweet and short meeting. I guess we will see you all on Monday. Thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
Manuel, I'll email you to as far as different times where we could meet
potentially. Okay, sounds great. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.